Montana tribes are trying to find ways to feed members who will lose federal food assistance. Funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will run out Saturday because of the federal government shutdown. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Tesha Hawley with the Day Eagle Hope Project is helping load over 30 cattle into a trailer on the Fort Belknap Reservation. Hawley's nonprofit is working with other local organizations to buy and process the meat for families on SNAP.
And then we will in turn purchase the hamburger and stew meat and bring it back to Fort Belknap and redistribute it back into our food pantries and into our communities.
This is part of the Fort Belknap tribe's response to SNAP benefits being frozen in November. The Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics and state Democratic leadership have asked Governor Greg Gianforte to use state reserve funds to cover SNAP payments like other states have. Gianforte has said the state won't do that and blamed congressional Democrats for the shutdown. The Belknap tribe is standing up new food banks around the reservation, including at schools. But Hawley says unemployment in the winter months can hit 90%. Demand for food far outstrips supplies.
We have a plan for the next 2 months, but after that, there is no more funding. And even if and when the resources are restored for SNAP, families are still struggling. They're still going to be behind.
Other tribes offer their own food programs, but families enrolled in SNAP don't qualify. Rob McDonald with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribe says families that can wait for renewed federal assistance should do so.
Because once you disenroll from SNAP, it can be an arduous process getting back into the system.
Some tribes say they may rely on hunters to donate meat. Tribes with bison herds may also slaughter animals to help feed local families. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.